WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Good morning, John.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, my pleasure. And you drove here this morning from Richmond. Is that where you're living these days?
No, I live in Belmont.
You live in Belmont. So that was just a hop over the bridge or the railroad tracks or something.
10 minutes, including getting lost.
Oh, excellent.
So it was all right, yeah.
Well, you know, get a little turned around in the morning. That's all right. Well, you've put out this album. I guess it was about a year or so ago, called Midnight Mass on the Williamsburg Bridge. How did I get the impression that you somehow were associated with Richmond? Did you used to live there?
No. Oh. I've been there twice. I ate there last week.
Oh, okay. But, well, there you go.
I don't think that was it. I'm more affiliated with, like, New York, just from, that's where a lot of that album was written. I lived in New York for 5 years.
Right, as a commodities broker.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, a lot of that, I was a grunt for a while, but you know, the last 3 years I was a broker.
So what do you think of the, I hate to just kind of turn tables on you here just for a second, but you kind of glad to be out of that business now? Or are you in that business but just here?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not in that business. Yeah, it's good to be out of it. The regularity was nice, but 9 to 5. Now I'm bartending, which is a little different. But the market I was in actually isn't doing so badly. It's commodities. So it's not the same as the securities, which are kind of getting crushed. But it's definitely good to be out of that. It's holding me back.
Well, talk about, at least in the bio that I read, that when you were in New York, and even to a certain degree when you were in Europe as well, you kind of started going out and playing live in pubs and bars and whatnot.
The River Bar.
And were these initially your songs, or were these were you doing covers?
I did mostly mine, which I've done most of my career, in quotes. But yeah, I usually just played mine. I would do some covers here and there, but usually ones that were obscure that they didn't really know were covers. But mostly mine, yeah. But I started out doing open mics, and you only get really 2 or 3 songs anyway. When did you
start writing?
When I was 16, 15, 16. I think the first time I kind of got crushed by a girl was like when I like wrote this angsty song, and I had like the little comp notebook too, and that was the only song in it for like 3 years. But yeah, I finally ended up filling it up in college. But yeah, I actually remember it. I think I still had bunk beds, but it was like around 15 or 16.
John Pringle is my guest this morning. He is playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge, kind of a pre-South by Southwest gig.
Yeah, heading down to Austin, which was a real luck. Twist of fate, played in New York, and the guy that's booking it came with a friend of mine who dragged him there, and he booked me for it, which was very cool. Just kind of, you know, play every show you can get kind of deal. And the living room is a great place. I definitely would have gone anyway, but it was just a great night. And it took a lot of work, a lot of legwork, a lot of calls. You got to really stay on those guys.
Oh, excellent. Well, we've got John Pringle here in the WNRN studios this morning, kind of a pre-Gravity Lounge, pre-South by Southwest premiere this morning. How about if you give us a song? What are you going to play for us first?
It's called Vanished Fortunes of Foolish Men. It's about when you keep going back to the same relationship just because it's comfortable, even though you know it's wrong, but it's just, you know, it's just easy. So this is that. Underneath my belt, don't feel much wiser to the feelings I have felt for her. Always seems so compromised, 'cause my jealousy stings with the pain that it brings when my heart wants to sing. Little confused what to sing about, shrouded in your veil of doubt. You said love in the rain with the strangers insane. It's crazier ways, crazier things we can go about. But you just shut me out.
You said, turn around, turn around. I don't think I can go through this again. You said you'll run around, play me out to be the fool again. You said don't come around, come around. Please don't come around my place again. You said I love you once, love you twice. Can't afford to go back where we've been. And the foolish hearted man stands so strong. He can't find right from wrong till he wakes to find his fortune has vanished again. I'm a foolish hearted man. 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 And 29 years underneath my belt, don't feel much wiser to the anger I have felt for. Always seems so amplified. Cause uncertainty stings with the pain that it brings when my heart wants to sing. Little confused what to sing about, shrouded in my veil of doubt. Sell love in the rain where the stranger's insane. It's crazier ways, crazier things we can go about. But you just shut me out. You said, turn around, turn around. I don't think I can go through this again. You said you run around, play me out to be the fool again. You said don't come around, come around. Please don't come around my place again. You said I love you once, love you twice. Can't afford to go back where we've been. And the foolish hearted man stands so strong. He can't find right from wrong till he wakes to find his fortune has vanished again. I'm a foolish hearted man. 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 I'm a foolish hearted, foolish hearted, foolish hearted, foolish hearted, foolish hearted man.
WNRN. John Pringle is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. He's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge and then next week off to South by Southwest. How often do you get to play out?
Not as much as I'd like to. I have this tendonitis in my finger. So last year I played probably 3 to 4 times a week. This year I've been on finger rest, for lack of a better term, for the tendonitis because it's from playing. But it's getting better, so I usually have to take some time off in between. But I like to get out at least once or twice a month and play a show, which really isn't enough.
Well, I know that you're not a complete stranger to WNRN because I heard about you because I think you played on the Locomotive show.
Yeah, that was like right when I got here. I'd say that was 9 months ago or something. I had a good time on that, yeah. At Tucker Rogers, who's going to be playing with me tonight. Kind of like a local...
Oh, I know Tucker.
Yeah, so Tucker's going to be playing with me tonight, but, you know, 9 a.m. he wasn't so up for coming into here because he plays with, you know, 5 or 6 bands a week.
Right, right. That's he also plays with William Walter too. Yeah. I'm not sure he's coming on with William next week either.
Yeah, right. He does. Yeah, they play everywhere I work every Thursday and stuff. And they're great. But Tucker's just a phenom. You know, we rehearsed last night for like an hour and a half, and it's just funny to play with somebody that talented. But now I forgot what the question was because I just went rambling.
No, I was just talking about how often you play out.
Oh yeah.
And Is this a kind of a new phenomenon, the tendonitis, or is this reared its ugly head before?
No, it's new. I just woke up with it. Usually played, you know, 2 week times a week, and then would play 4 hours a day, just kind of writing. And then I just woke up one day with it. And it's, excuse me, it's like this, you know, the doc, nobody knows what it is, really. They were like, just don't play and take 3 Advil a day, which I thought was, didn't seem too proactive. But, I don't know. It's about time to go see another specialist, I guess.
Yeah, well, Leo Kottke had to completely, he had to stop for a while, and then he had to learn how to play his guitar differently.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, have you ever seen him play?
I haven't, but I've been starting to play differently myself and just playing the chords just without using my index finger, which has been difficult, but it's not going too well. So
okay.
That's worrisome.
All right. Well, you know, Leo can't play Blue Dot anymore, which, I don't know. You should listen to Leo Kottke, especially some of his early stuff. He was such a demon. And you can kind of understand why he had to change what he was doing, because
right. What
he was doing wasn't really possible. So at least not sustainable anyway. Oh, well, John, we're glad that you're here. So tell us a little bit about your songwriting. You talked about that first song at 15, put the book down, and then you filled it up in college. So obviously you probably have more than just one disc full of songs. But how did you choose them? Did you just kind of throw the old ones away, or did you set out to write a CD project, or how did you go about creating this disc?
Well, the funny thing about a notebook, if you're writing in a notebook like that, is even if it's full, it's, you know, 80% of it's dribble, written like, you know, half-cocked at 4 in the morning. Kind of like, I mean, an Almost Famous, when Lester Bangs, you know, is telling him, I write just to write, you know, I drink cough syrup, you know, and just write. And a lot of it, minus the cough syrup thing, really, but you just, some things stand out and they deserve, you know, deserve a little more attention. So a lot of that actually came out of that first, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's kind of like they say you have your whole life to write your first record. And then I had an EP before that that came out 4 years ago. But right now I'm recording in the studio right now and I have 19 tracks for that. But now I've gotten to the point where I haven't written anything down in years. I just remember it in my head. And it's very worrisome to some people that work with me that I'm going to forget it. But so that's why I kind of rushed to the studio to get it all down. But yeah, so now, most of the time now, I just, if I sit down and write something with a guitar, it usually gets recorded and considered for a record.
Do you have home recording stuff that you can just put down? We always talk about, you know, like Paul McCartney having the, you know, recorder next to his bed, so yeah, when he woke up with the song.
I have this right here that I've had for a while. I'm kind of electronically illiterate in some ways, so I haven't fully grasped it. But that's going to be a big tool in the coming years or so, because I do feel like I'm losing a bit of it as far as being able to remember everything. But I still haven't gotten to that point. I just kind of remember. And then I'll forget and I'll freak out and then I'll just get back up at like 4 in the morning and sit there and play the same riff until I figure exactly out how I had it worked over.
John Pringle is my guest this morning. He's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. Next week he's off to Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. How about another song?
Sure. This next song's a new one. Yeah, it's going to be on the record. It's about a girl in San Francisco, which is the title. Woman comes, it warms my heart, accepts me from the very start. No questions about my sordid past, fiery light she slowly cast across this frozen soul of mine. Brilliant sun is set to shine once more. She sees my wounds from lovers past, touches equal to the task, heals me in between her legs, asks if I begin to beg. She whispers in my ear, my dear, body, heart, and soul belong to you. 'Cause I wander through life such a blind young man, my regrets staved off those soft, warm hands who tried to guide me back to where love was good again. But my darkness ends with you, 'cause I've been looking for you.
take you home with me and give them the love you've seeked. I've been looking for you, my girl in San Francisco owns me now. A warm red mouth and almond eyes have surely worn me down, 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 down. But a brilliant light surrounds me, and astoundingly, my heart feels again. My heart feels again. My heart feels again. Feels this life might be worth living. Her body is like a symphony. It can alter moods, it speaks to me. Language she alone creates. The lucky one she educates. She'll dot your I's and cross your T's, have you crashing down on knees for school. I found religion in her eyes. I've read her in between the lines of Hemingway's and poets past. Combine them all, you won't surpass the beauty of that single poem. God, he wrote her all alone. I wandered through life, such a blind young man. My regrets staved off those soft, warm hands who've tried to guide me back to where love was good again. But my darkness ends with you, 'cause I've been looking for you to take you home with me. Give them the love you've seeked. I've been looking for you. A girl in San Francisco owns me now. Warm red mouth and almond eyes have surely worn me down, 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 down. What a brilliant light surrounds me, and astoundingly, my heart feels again. My heart feels again. My heart feels again. Feels this life might be worth living.
WNRN with music from John Pringle live in the WNRN studios. Well, after when do you think this CD is going to be done, John?
Oh, sometime in June, I hope. It's like a matter of paying for it as we go. That's the pain of doing independently, but also the best part about it is you don't have anybody else talking in your ear about what they want. But it does make for a longer process. So I'm hoping to have it out and printed in June, second quarter.
So I would just kind of guess that folks like Tucker Rogers are on it. Do you have other guests, or is it just a solo effort?
Oh, I have I got same guys as the last record. I record in Atlanta, so that also makes it a little difficult.
In a
studio, it's in a landmark in Atlanta called the Biltmore Hotel. And it's my friend's place, and it's kind of a dump, but it's like, you know, it's perfect. You're not paying for a flat screen, or, you know, that's the prices are great and they're good friends. So I like to go down there, and it's real comfortable in there. As far as the people go, like I said, the decor isn't so comfortable. But as much as I'd love to have Tucker, he'd have to come down with me one weekend to Atlanta.
Okay.
Which I've actually proposed to him before in the past.
But he's probably pretty busy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy, busiest man in Charlottesville.
John Pringle's my guest this morning. He's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. How about one more song for us this morning?
Sure, I'll try this new one I've been writing recently. I always like to try out new things off the cuff.
What's it called?
It's called You'll Come Along.
it's lack of poise, others lack of education. Loving woman's eyes can always be the light that guides them through. I take a little look around this little life I call my own to find regret about minimal amounts I've grown. It's got me thinking I've been living in an off-key tone. Will you come around and say go dance your lonesome dances? Will you come around and say go drink your lonesome drinks? Will you come around and say go light your lonesome flame one last time? Then you're mine. Then you're mine. Then you're mine. Then you're mine. Now everybody on this earth deserves a knowing lover to provide a little touch and a little human cover. For one to walk without, for one to stand and stare and shout at the sun. And all the lonely ones will tell you, get ready to struggle. Love has grown elusive, more fragile than a bubble. Deadly winds are bound to try and blow you to the ground in the mud. But you'll come around and say go dance your lonesome dances. You'll come around and say go drink your lonesome drinks. You'll come around and say go light your lonesome flame one last time. In your mind, in your mind, within your mind, in your mind. The simple act of loving you might spare 1 million men from war, or likely have them crashing down the gates. A simple act of loving you might spare 1 million men from war, more likely have them crashing down the gates of Rome. The simple act of loving you might spare 1 million men from war, more likely have them crashing down the gates of Rome.
WNRN, John Pringle, my guest this morning, live in the WNRN studios. He's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. Also, Carl Anderson will be there as well. Have you played with Carl before?
I haven't, but I met him on the downtown mall the other night, randomly.
Well, okay. I know Carl because he's friends with Carly Nesbitt, and Carly's been my guest, and I've known Carly for a long time. So, actually, I ran into him the other day as well.
It's kind of the wonder of Facebook, to be honest. Yeah, I know exactly, you know, I know who Carly is. From invites and, you know, invites and posters. And then Carl came up to me the other night and was a great guy and found me on the mall, I guess, from what I'd sent out for tonight.
Good.
So we chatted a little bit, kept running into him. So I'm excited to have him playing on the bill and everything.
Well, he's another excellent songwriter. Sometime I'll have him come in all by himself. But Carly and Carl actually kind of shared a set here last fall when Carly was having her CD release party. So
cool.
But I'm glad you're going to have him there, and I'm glad to have you here this morning, and good luck with your CD release, and hope you come back and see me sometime soon, and good luck at South by Southwest.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate,
really appreciate
you coming in.
Sure.
And we're going to play another song, this one from this album. You chose for us to play So Sincerely. Any particular words about this?
Song I wrote for my parents, about my parents, just kind of watching them one day, and then realizing that, you know, they'd made it, you know, they kind of made it to that point where they were going to end up together, and it just kind of, one of the few songs that kind of like came out fairly easy for me.
Well, thanks, John.